This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, June 22nd, A.D. 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldView.com. I'm Adam McManus. Monday was World Refugee Day. The United Nations estimates that there are currently 20.7 million refugees and 48 million internally displaced persons around the world. A new report from Open Doors found that Christians are being forcibly displaced from their homes in 58 of the top 76 countries where it is most difficult to be a Christian. Nations where Christians face displacement the most include Nigeria, Iran, Syria, Afghanistan, Myanmar, Pakistan, Colombia, and Mexico. The main causes of displacement are Islamic extremism, organized crime, and pressure from family or local community. Russia is now the largest supplier of oil to China, knocking Saudi Arabia down to China's second biggest source. This comes as Western nations are ending Russian oil imports over the war in Ukraine. Meanwhile, Russia reduced its natural gas exports to Europe again last week. Germany said it will have to increase the burning of coal to save up natural gas for next winter. Yesterday, in a 6-3 decision, the U.S. Supreme Court said that Maine cannot bar religious schools from a tuition assistance program for children attending private schools. The case began in 2018 when parents sued Maine because they could not use the program to send their children to Christian private schools. The program only allowed parents to choose non-sectarian schools. Dr. James Dobson, host of Family Talk, said, quote, "Their decision is a clear indication that a majority of justices will not permit religious discrimination in America. Let's give thanks to God for this victory, which advances our constitutional right to religious liberty," end quote. The world continues to wait for the U.S. Supreme Court to release its decision on a case that could overturn Roe v. Wade. Ahead of the ruling, a new study from the University of California at San Francisco found that 26% of publicly advertising abortion mills in the U.S. could close if Roe is overturned. The report estimates that 202 abortion mills could shut down across 26 states that are likely to ban abortions. A new poll by YouGov found that Americans do not want Joe Biden or Donald Trump to run for president in 2024. When asked if Trump should run again, 55% of respondents said no, and 31% said yes. On the question of Biden running again, 64% of people said no, and 21% said yes. Echoing this sentiment, the richest man in the world said he is leaning towards supporting Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis for president in 2024. Tech billionaire Elon Musk also said that he voted Republican for the first time in a recent Texas special election that flipped a U.S. House seat long held by Democrats. Psalm 146, verse 3 reminds us, "Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man, in whom there is no help." Yesterday, the board of Twitter unanimously recommended its shareholders to approve Elon Musk's bid to purchase the company. Musk's $44 billion deal would take Twitter private at $54.20 per share. Musk has said he wants to use Twitter to promote free speech. A new Gallup poll found that 81% of Americans believe in God, an historic low. Belief in God has dropped dramatically since 2011. Those who say they believe in God are divided on what they believe about God. Over 50% of them say God hears prayers and can intervene on our behalf. 35% say God only hears and does not intervene. And 13% of Americans say God does neither. However, Psalm 145 verse 18 says, "The Lord is near to all who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him in truth." We continue to get emails about this Christian newscast at Adam at theworldview.com. Radio Cremata in Miami, Florida, wrote, quote, "I've been listening to your newscast for many years with my four homeschooled children, Esperanza, Radio, Santiago, and Claire. It's a nice 5 minutes shared together with coffee and cereal. Not only does the worldview anchor the news in a biblical context, but it provides a platform for young people to engage in U.S. and world history, as well as the Bible, which is where we like to start our schoolwork," end quote. Ann Newman in Burney, Texas wrote, quote, "The Worldview newscast helps keep us informed from a Christian perspective, especially news that others do not report. I often forward it to others or post the stories on Facebook," end quote. And Tommy Lynn Henry in New Wilmington, Pennsylvania wrote, quote, "One of the main things I appreciate about the Worldview in 5 minutes is the focus on the persecution which our brothers and sisters in Christ are experiencing worldwide. It helps me to not take for granted the blessings of freedom we still have in the United States, keeps me aware of the intense struggles other Christians are facing, and helps me to know how to specifically pray for those being persecuted and their persecutors in alignment with Scripture," end quote. When you write, please include your city and state, and if you're a young person, cite your age. And finally, toward our goal of raising $76,000 by Tuesday, July 5th, to keep the newscast on the air, 5 Worldview listeners stepped up to the plate yesterday. Our thanks to Paul in Burney, Texas, who gave $50, and Heather in Clintwood, Virginia, who gave $100. We appreciate the generosity of Timothy in Edwardsville, Illinois, and Janice in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, both of whom pledged $25 per month for 12 months for a gift of $300 each. And we praise God for Max in Macon, Georgia, who gave $400. Those 5 new gifts total $1,150. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. $48,888.37. That means we only have 3 days left to raise $8,111.63 toward our $57,000 goal by this Friday, June 24th. Frankly, I'm getting a little nervous down here in San Antonio, Texas. Please, could you be one of 10 new donors to step up to the plate today? I'd love to see listeners invest another $4,000 today. We still need to find 4 Worldview listeners to pledge $100 per month for 12 months, 4 people to pledge $50 per month for 12 months, and 6 listeners to pledge $25 per month for 12 months. Just go to theworldview.com, click on Give, select the dollar amount, and then click on the recurring tab button if that's your wish. Thank you for prayerfully investing the resources that God has entrusted to you to keep this Christian newscast on the air. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, June 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.